here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, November the 24th, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Laurence Sterne, born in Clonmel, Ireland, 1713, an Anglican priest famous for his novel The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, in 1760, which was the first novel about writing a novel. Main character keeps interrupting himself, having imaginary conversations with the reader. Cass Gilbert, the architect, born Zanesville, Ohio, 1859. On this day, his father was a surveyor. The father got a job in St. Paul, so when Cass was just a boy, he moved with his family to Minnesota, where he became an apprentice to a draftsman in an architecture office and started designing buildings. At first, business was slow. He designed his mother's house in St. Paul. He sold some watercolor paintings to make do. And then he was invited to design the Minnesota State Capitol. And that led to bigger commissions, the U.S. Supreme Court building, the Woolworth Building in New York City. Cass Gilbert, who said public buildings best serve the public by being beautiful. It's the birthday of Arundhati Roy, born in the village of Shillong in India, 1961. Raised by a single mother who'd separated from her alcoholic husband, when Arundhati Roy was 16, she moved into a squatter's village in Delhi, made her living selling empty beer bottles. She worked as a baker, she studied architecture, she got into the film industry, and then she started to write fiction. And her first novel, The God of Small Things, came out in 1997, sold more than 6 million copies. It was the first novel by an Indian writer to win the Booker Prize, and Arundhati Roy became rich and famous. She said, "Each time a beaming person stopped me on the street and said, 'You have made India proud,' referring to the prize I won, not the book I wrote, I felt a little uneasy." Here's a poem for today by Dobby Gibson. "Upon discovering my entire solution to the attainment of immortality, erased from the blackboard, except the word save. If you have seen the snow somewhere slowly fall on a bicycle, then you understand all beauty will be lost, and that even that loss can be beautiful. And if you have looked at a winter garden and seen not a winter garden, but a meditation on shape, then you know why this season is not known for its words. The cold, too much about the slowing of matter, not enough about the making of it. So you are blessed to forget this way. A jump rope in the ice melt, a mitten that has lost its hand, a sun that shines as if it doesn't mean it. And if, in another season, you see a beautiful woman use her bare hands to smooth wrinkles from her expensive dress for the sake of dignity, but in so doing trace the outlines of her thighs, then you will remember, surprise assumes a space that has first been forgotten, especially here, where we rarely speak of it, where we walk out onto the roofs of frozen lakes, simply because we're stunned, we really can." A poem by Dobby Gibson, "Upon discovering my entire solution to the attainment of immortality, erased from the blackboard, except the word save." From his collection, Polar, published by Alice James Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.